Hey folks, it's Audacity and Loving Life, and I'm your host, Sean Matos. Excuse me while I give my dogs a treat. I just got off of work. I got so much fucking shit to do. Anyway, here you go, babies. Whee! Alright, it's like, they're so fucking happy. If only people could be happy about the simplest things, like taking a W-A-L-K and having a snack or a treat and being like this, the fucking happiest people in the world, I guess. Anyway, what I wanted to talk about, first of all, I know I offended a lot of people by my, gynosexual and labeling podcast. Yeah, I don't care. It's my opinion, you know? Doesn't mean, you know, you have to believe it. That's what freedom is. I get to say what I feel and think about the situation, and you get to do whatever you fucking want. I don't care, you know? So, that's my feelings, my opinion. I may be right, I may be wrong. And, you know, racism really isn't in there, because race is a whole different other ball game, and people that haven't been victims of racism have zero idea how that feels. I know that I dealt with some, you know, being a half-breed, and most of it was from Puerto Ricans. Not Italian people. The Puerto Ricans were the ones that picked on me and my sister and everything else, because we weren't, full-breeded Puerto Ricans or whatever. You know. And nobody else gave a shit, so, you know, they were a bunch of bullies, you know what I mean? But at the end of the day, so surprise, surprise that I'm half Spanish, and the Spanish people were the ones that were attacking us and not the fucking Italians or white people or anything like that on the fact that we weren't full-bred. And I'm glad. I'm not even fucking Puerto Rican, to tell you the truth. My family moved to Puerto Rico, but I'm from Spain, Portugal, and the fucking Canary Islands, and France, and Germany, and Sweden, and where else? Fucking, you know, so mostly French, Swedish, German, and fucking Spanish, and mostly Canary Island, Canarian. So, there you go. So, I guess they can pick on me. Fuck them. So, at the end of the day, I still like Puerto Rican food. I still have Puerto Rican friends, but I don't talk to the people that picked. I ran into a couple people that, who are adults now. I mean, you know, look, bullies are about, like I said, people that bully are because they feel inadequate with themselves. And they always have to recruit other people because they need a whole bunch of people with them to bully other people because they're weak members of society, you know. So that's why I said when you judge people on the opinions of others and they never did you wrong or did you harm, but you're going to judge them or do horrible things or say horrible things to them or about them, to their face or behind their back, based on what somebody else said, you know, and it could be made up and it could be a lie or it could be that they had a problem with each other and they might have been the cause of the problem. That's why that person is their number one enemy, because they actually stood up for themselves and shit like that. Weak members of society, weak egos, wouldn't be able to stand up for themselves if you fucking paid them $1 million, because they're cowards, you know. That's why I can be a lone wolf, because I know how to stand up for myself. I'm not a weak member of society. I don't have a weak ego. I know how to apologize. I know how to take accountability. I know how to, you know, change my behavior towards somebody who says, you know, this is this or this is that. You know, this is what you said that hurt me or whatever. Okay, well, now I know. Talk to me. You know what I mean? But at the end of the day, people that bully, people that, you know, pick on who they view as the weaker members of society, are assholes. They're fucking dickheads, scumbags of the earth. There's nothing lower than them, you know. And it's usually because they don't have enough confidence in themselves as people. Come on, guys. I'm not putting up with your shit. Come on outside. Excuse me while I kick my dogs out of the house. Come here, mighty mouths. Come on. Muffin, hey Muff, you need to go outside. What are you, go.
What are you barking at? There's like absolutely... Oh, no, no, I see it.
Yo, get out of here. No, just kidding.
Fucking kids, I can't stand them.
Hey, oh, come here. Come here, Mom. Come here, go bark at that fucking kid over here. Come here, girl. Muff! Seriously? Oh, my fuck. Okay, I'm going to pick you up and I'm throwing you outside. Come here. Come here, baby. Come here, jump in my arms. Good, because I'm throwing you the fuck outside. Come on, baby. Yeah. You're going to get the bark outside. Imagine that. Instead of barking at the window. Here you go, babe. Go on. Go get him. Go get him. Go tell him. Tell him something. I don't give a shit what you tell him. Go ahead. You're not coming in the house. No. You're not barking in the house. No. Get lost. No. See, they're teasing you. They're teasing you. See? There you go. Yeah, there you go.
A fucking party outside. What the fuck? All kinds of creature double features outside right now. This is why I don't want kids. It's bad enough I gotta hear the dogs barking in the house. Could you imagine fucking kids running around like little gremlins multiplying, sprinkle water on them, and next thing you know it, there's 10 of them, and then there's 15 and 20, and they're all screaming and yelling and running around, wrecking havoc in the house and everything. You know? Whatever. That's another thing. If you choose to have kids, awesome! Good luck with that, you know, because giving up a big pod time of your life, you know. But anyway, I just don't like, I'm very sensitive to, you know, noise and stuff like that. Like, I like, when I've been out all day working. I'm hearing people, I'm crashing carts and fucking yelling and screaming and banging things and all that. I want to come home and I want to chill, you know what I mean? So, I don't like people fucking up my chill time anyway, especially kids. Anyway, yeah, Kelly's loving this, right? Sean's just being straight up Sean. Saying whatever. Anyway, so here, let me get back to the podcast. What was I going to say? So yeah, so I know I got a bunch of people pissed off at me, and you'll get over it, believe me, because that's one of the things I do. It's part of my blessings, is to piss people off and make them question things about what's going on in the world and society or within themselves or other people or whatever, you know. Question why they do the things they do and can they change. Question their feelings. Question their sexuality. Question, you know, who they are. You know, and sometimes it's something that, you know, some people can. Some people will not look at themselves in a mirror and say, oh, what's up with me, man? I didn't realize that I was doing this or saying this or whatever. So anyway, I do. I realize that I'm doing this and saying this, and then I think about it and say, well, I shouldn't have said that, but too late now. Anyway, what I wanted to really talk about is, like I said before, what's done in the dark comes out in the light. And I am absolutely blessed when it comes to divine timing and things that are done or said about me or done to me without me knowing behind my back or planning and plotting and all that behind my back. And it may take weeks, days, or even years for it to come out and for it to be known. And, you know, once again, today I ran into somebody I haven't seen in years. And she gave me a bit of information that is going to be super duper whooper beneficial to me, involving people that thought what they were doing was not going to be found out. And now I know. And my lawyer knows. And definitely, like I said, I don't take shit from people. You know, I could be an asshole and seek revenge and do all kinds of things. I don't do that. I don't do it that way. I do things the right way, the legal way. but I do take people to task when I find out what they've done, what they said. Or I'll speak my mind depending on the situation. If it's a personal situation, actually will tell the people how I feel about what they did or said, and sometimes never deal with them ever again and just let them know, this is why I'm never going to deal with you again. You know what I mean? And then some people I will mend ways with and whatever if they, you know, take accountability or whatever. But on a professional level, or a personal level where it affects me and I don't give a fuck about the other people, but, you know, they think that they can fuck with my life in any way, shape, or form, or lie about me behind my back, or whatever the case may be, it's now has caught up to them. It now is exposed, and it now is going to be handled. They're going to be, you know, pretty fucking, like, wow. Wow, how did she find this out? Wow, how does she know this? Whatever. But lucky me that the universe places people in my life out of the blue to give me the information that I need of what's being said or done behind my back. Or even the person's intentions or the real feelings. That they're telling, or their fake feelings that they're telling other people, and they really feel this way, but they don't want everybody to know because they can't fucking deal with it themselves, or whatever the case may be. You know, it all comes out to me. It all comes out. It's one way or another. It gets to me. It comes out in the light. So today's a very extremely lucky day for me. And I've been seeing 777, 11111, and I'm thinking something's coming. Something's coming. I don't know what. I don't know. Maybe it's the bartender is going to crawl out of the woodwork and actually apologize to me. Or is it something bigger? Is it something I'm really not, expecting that's absolutely out of left field? And today, this was absolutely out of left field. I had no clue about this at all. Until I spoke to this person. So, you know, I can't say it enough. When people fuck with me, when they lie about me behind my back, when they lie to me, when they plot and plan, when they do anything that is with bad intentions, and they know they're doing it, and whether it's for selfish reasons or whether it's for business or to protect himself from a lawsuit or whatever the case may be, and it's shady and it involves other shady people, and you know, like I said, you recruit people because they're weak members of the society and they just jump on the bandwagon and do fucking stupid shit. It all comes out. It all comes out. And maybe it takes years, maybe it takes days, maybe it takes weeks. This took years, but it's perfect timing. Absolutely perfect. And I knew something was coming. Like I said, like I've won the lottery, you know, and when I say I'm going to win the lottery, nobody believes me. And then when I win the lottery, it's like, oh shit, you did say you won the lottery, but I didn't fucking believe you. Well, fucking fuck you. You know what I mean? Like, you know, and patience, be patient with me. You know, but be real with me, because at the end of the day, you're not going to be a part of my blessings if you're intentionally being fake with me, intentionally using me, intentionally manipulating me, and lying behind my back about me, lying, you know, to other people or lying to me or whatever. You know, the universe will block you from the blessing that I receive and block you from my life when I get the blessing, because you weren't being real with me and they weren't going to bless me until you were out of my life, because they did, you know, the blessing was for me, and it was for me to share it with somebody who was being real and authentic with me, not somebody who was being fake or whatever, or people, not just one person, but any people, you know, that were in my life or in my life, will be minused out, or somehow, you know, my blessing won't come through until somewhere, somehow, they're not with me, because they don't deserve to be in my life while I'm being blessed, because of the things that the universe knows about them that I don't know, you know what I mean? Or I will find out later, or did find out, and then I fucking was blessed, you know what I mean? So, definitely, absolutely a good day, you know, and I'm sure my lawyer will be even happier than me. definitely. But, yeah, you know, like, don't fuck with me. Like I say to people fuck around and they find out. They think that my kindness and my generosity, the love that I feel for them, the caring, the effort that I show them, that I'm some fucking sucker or something that I don't see or I don't know or I don't feel the change in energy or the vibe, or I don't have fucking premonitions or dreams or any of that. Like, things come to me in dreams, like I said, you know. You know, just the universe feeds me information in some way or another. And, you know, I could be knowing stuff and be like, I'm going to give this person a chance to prove me wrong. You know, because my gut says this, but my heart says another thing. So which one wins? Do you prove me wrong and my heart wins, or do you prove me right and my gut wins? You know what I mean? So, yeah, I was absolutely fucking, happy, to hear this news, today, you know, and, you know, it's amazing how things happen in life, you know. Oh, and then my alcoholic friend, she did get suspended. I didn't think she did, because she said, I'll call you. Because she texted me yesterday, and she goes, are you here? And I said, no, I'm coming, though. I'm going to be there. And she goes, I think I'm going to get fired. And I said, for what? Were you drinking on the job? And she said, no, I haven't been doing any of that, you know. And I said, okay, so is it the situation, you know, that the other day where the worker walked off, that's my friend, that walked off the job because you didn't supposedly handle this customer situation, right? She goes, I don't know. I think so. I don't know. You know, so she goes, you know, I'll let you know if they fire me or whatever, you know. So I didn't hear from her or whatever. And I was, you know, doing my thing and everything. And so, yeah, so they suspended her pending an investigation on, you know, and most likely she's probably going to lose her job because she's been on the last leg. With the situation, and she called me, her and her boyfriend called me this morning, and I was out in the parking lot with them for like a half hour talking to them and everything, and I told her, I said, you know, at the end of the day, you kind of created most of the situations that led to here, where you're at right now, and the situation that happened is, it's kind of a quagmire because you're trying to do your job, which is the customer's always right, you know. But with a situation where somebody's cursing and yelling and stuff like that, the workers also don't deserve to be treated that way. So at the end of the day, like, you don't have a backbone when it comes to that. And it's very hard for you to distinguish when to say the customer's right and when to say, no, now you've crossed the line or whatever. And I get that. So you'll get unemployment, you know, and you'll find a new job. And maybe you need to take this time to go to AA meetings and get yourself straight before you go into another job, because as long as you're not taking care of the core of the problem, you're going to do the same thing, end up with the same result in another workplace. So maybe take this summer off or whatever. Spend time with your kids. Go to AA meetings. You know, think about what you want to do next. You know, apply for jobs and everything. You got college degrees, you know, so it's not like, you know, you have a good head on your shoulder as far as, you know, business goes and everything, you know, you do know your shit. It's just you don't know how to implement it because you're too worried about Tito's fucking vodka, you know, is on your mind, you know, 24/7. And somehow you gotta take control of that, or you're going to be doing the same thing, you know? And, so, you know, she's like, will you help me with unemployment? And I said, of course I will, you know, I'll help you out. So this way you can at least have that and get your shit together. But most likely she's going to get fired, you know, because she has been on her last leg. And look, can she fight it and win? Probably. All she has to do is say, hey, I did my job to the best of my ability. And she did, you know. So at the end of the day, you know, was it right? I don't agree. I told her, I said, look, I don't agree how you handled the situation. I understand how Natalie Wood feels about it. But, you know, I would have done the same, and, you know, Natalie Wood is coming back to work, so, you know, they called her, and she's coming back to work. They wanted to make sure she came back to work and everything, because, you know, they felt that she wasn't being respected, and it could have been handled differently or whatever, but in the time, you didn't know how to, you know, you obviously didn't know how to handle it, so you did what you thought was the best, for the situation, you know. So, you know, at the end of the day, it is what it is, you know. And I have to do my job. So if somebody asks me, clip this video or whatever of this scenario, understand that I'm doing my job. That I'm just a neutral party being asked to do my job. And that is to give whatever investigative information to them for them to decide on the situation themselves, you know. So she goes, no, I understand that. So, yeah, and then I talked to Natalie Wood this morning for a few minutes before I started work and everything. And, she's a little upset with the situation because there's other things that came out that I did not know about. But that's for them to figure out. It's not my problem, you know, at the end of the day. So, yeah, it was interesting. Some guy came in and he's like, fucking somebody stole my fucking black Chevy Silverado, a Duramax diesel, like the truck is worth $90,000, blah, 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 the whole thing. I left my wallet in the car and my fucking phone in the car, my truck, and he was only in the store for like 15 minutes. And so, of course, we called the cops, and I said, are you sure you didn't remember that you parked it somewhere, that you didn't, you know, do you remember where you parked? Oh, no, I parked it right over here or whatever. And, you know, I said, okay, well, let me see if I can see on camera anything that shows somebody, you know, hopping into the truck after you hopped out or whatever. And, you know, and I didn't see anything, and I didn't see the fucking truck parked where he said it parked and all that kind of shit. I'm like, I don't. So the cops come, and they're like, you know, where's the guy? And I'm like, I don't know. I was inside looking for video for you guys. So he was out hanging out front. And I was out there for like 10 minutes with him, like talking about, you know, and he was using his remote to click to figure out where the truck was. And it wasn't, you know, doing anything. So, you know, he said that somebody took the truck and he knew exactly where it was parked. Told me the spot and everything. So I don't know. I mean, maybe he found it and he's so embarrassed that he just fucking left, you know. So they said, all right, well, you know, we looked for him. We couldn't find him. So obviously he parked somewhere differently and, you know, didn't remember or whatever and, you know, took off because he was probably embarrassed about the situation and everything. And, you know, And then I had some guy and his wife and their two kids that are known for putting stuff underneath a baby's car seat thing and everything. And they tried it again. And I'm like, you know, I'm just going to sit at the register and say, hey, look, that stuff underneath the baby seat there. Yeah, you're forgetting that. Oh, my God. Yeah. Oh, I'm forgetting. Oh, that fucking thing of water that you have down there, that like 24 pack of water. Yeah, you're forgetting that too. Oh, look, and that fucking 12 pack of Pepsi. You're forgetting that too. Oh, yeah. I'm like, give me a fucking break. Really? You know, so I just made sure they fucking rang it up and paid for it. But pretty much, and then some old lady, you know, not old lady. I should shut up about old lady. I can't. I feel like I'm in my 30s, and I cannot for the life of me get to the fact that I am 61 years old. I just don't get it. I don't. It doesn't click in me at all, you know? So when I see people that are actually younger than me but look older or look old, I'm always like, yeah, that older person. And it's like, yeah, I'm 57. I'm like, oh. And everybody says it, even at work and stuff. Like, they're Sean, we can't. It doesn't register to us that you're 61. We just don't get it. Your personality, the way you are, you know, just the way you act, walk, talk, or whatever, you know, and look, there's just no way. You're either 38 or 42 years old, maybe, but no, there's no way that you're in your 60s or 61, you know. And I said, you know, and I always forget. I absolutely cannot. It doesn't register to me. I never thought when I was young, I thought I used to tell my friends and everything, I'm going to commit suicide at 30 years old because I thought that was old. And, you know, here I am. And I never thought that I'd be 61 and not look 61 or act 61. Or feel 61. It doesn't. I don't know if I'm going to wake up one day and it's all going to catch up to me, you know, or what. Do I have some issues? But why? Why do I have issues? Well, you know, because I fractured both my kneecaps and doing stupid shit. Not the stupid shit that I do that would actually cause a fractured kneecap. No! Shit like the wind blowing the fucking door into my fucking knee and falling in a driveway because I fucking got soap in my flip-flops while I'm washing my van. Not me playing football, not me skateboarding, not me roller skating, not me fucking riding a motorcycle. None of that, you know, none of the fucking crazy shit that I do or what do you call it? Adventurous shit or any of that. Mountain bike riding and jumping hills. None of that shit. No. Playing soccer or whatever. You know, no. Fall in my driveway and a wind fucking kicks the door into my knee and fractures it. You know, that kind of shit. You know, simple shit. You know, so, yeah. That's, you know, that, and that's as close to a broken, fractured bone or whatever, knock on wood. You know, that's basically my, you know, bone breaks kind of a situation, you know. And then, of course, my feet situation, which has been, what, since I was 16, 17 years old, and that's more of just my arch is too high on both my feet, and the way I walk causes an issue or whatever, so, but yeah, you know, none of that fucking shit. So, do I feel, do I have problems with that some days when it's raining, or when it's cold, or when I do too much, or when I, you know, try to act like I'm 30, and my body says, no, you're not 30, what are you doing, and, you know, then I'm sore for 3 days, or whatever the case may be, or a week, you know, that kind of shit, but, Jesus criminy, I fucking tell you, man, this lady was, like, checking me out. Ooh, I've never seen you here. What's your name? What are you talking about? She goes, no, I'm talking about, I've never seen you here. I said, oh, that's what I thought. I was like, and one of the workers is like, Sean, you were like playing almost like who's on first, who's on second with answering her questions. You weren't answering her questions. And she was goo-goo-eyeing you. So I walked up to, one of the workers, and I said, oh my God, this woman is fucking asking all kinds of questions. Wants to know my name, how long I've been working here. She's trying to fucking pick my ass up. She was who? And I said, that one over there. So then she says, oh, wait. And she calls her over to the register. Here, I can take care of you over here. I'm like, why would you fucking do that? So I walked away. I said, I'm out of here. So then later on, her and I were talking, and she was saying how, she's like me, more than a whore. I said, oh, you are? And she goes, yeah. She goes, know what? I got a perfect name for us. And I said, what's that? She goes, Shamil. And I said, well, Shamil. And she goes, yeah, Sean and Camille. Shamil. So I said, all right, we're the Shamils. Whatever, you know. So, yeah, so that was fucking hilarious. But anyway, what was I going to do? I so want to ride my bike tonight. I think I can, actually. I got to go to work tomorrow, but once it's late enough and there's less people on the road, maybe I'll even ride like midnight or something when there's hardly anybody on the road. Then I'm good. I don't have to worry about getting killed because it's mostly people, turning and not seeing me or not looking for me or whatever, that they almost turn into me and stuff. Up here, and every week there's some kind of stupid accident, or every couple weeks or so. But oh my Lord, these political fucking shit. I can't. Issued for what? Okay, whatever. So I am just from now on. Instead of calling me them and they, just call me, shithead. No, I'm just kidding. Kelly will. She'll call me shithead. I swear to God she will. Call me Shamil from now on. Because I'm one fucking, we were like, yo, we don't even want to talk about our past people that we slept with. And she goes, Sean, it's only, I said, look. And she goes, why can't you talk about it? I said, because I don't remember everybody. She goes, me either. I said, oh, good. I'm in the same boat. We're both in the same boat now. But there was times not that I don't remember. There's some memories coming back, but it's always like, what was her name again? And then there's some people you don't even want to remember. There's some people you're like, yeah, that was one lousy fuck. I don't care about remembering that. So she goes, yo, I'm proud of my whoredom. And I said, I am too. Like, I think everybody should at least be a whore for a while before they fucking lock into a relationship and shit. And it keeps you from fucking cheating on people, because I've been there, done that. I don't need to cheat on anybody because I pretty much slept with everybody. So there might not be anybody left. I don't know. But at the end of the day, it's like you should, you should go, obviously, have safe sex. But, and be careful who you hook up with and everything, because there are crackhead, crazy fucking people out there, but for the most part, do fuck around with people. If you're single and you're not committed to a relationship or anything like that, yeah, what the fuck? Enjoy yourself. Learn what makes you happy and satisfies you sexually and what doesn't, And then when you get into a relationship with somebody, then you know exactly what turns you on, what doesn't. Like, I like to be kissed in the back of the neck or whatever the case may be, I like being fucked up my ass or whatever. I like butt plugs, whatever the case may be. I love vibrators plus this, whatever, I like swinging from the fucking ceiling, I like to be whipped, whatever, so I can think of 5,000 things to say, but, you know, 50 Shades of Hay. No, just kidding. But, yeah, so, you know, I, like, she said, look, you know, you only live one life, and, you know, you're not going to know, like, some people, like I said, some people are in relationships with somebody, and that's the only person they've ever been with, and they dated all through high school, and then they got married, and they never been with anybody else, and that is, then what happens? They're together 20, 30 years, and then it's like, fuck, I need a change, man. I'm going through a change of life or whatever, and, you know, and then they start fucking around on each other and shit, you know, and end a beautiful 30-year relationship because they finally felt like they never had anybody else and they want to, you know, or whatever. So, I'm watching fucking Phillies, and I'll tell you, 9-0 against the White Sox. Unreal, man. They're just jamming. And I know Kelly's watching because she's got to see her boy Schwarber. My Schwibes is playing. Oh my God, everybody shut up. And let's watch the fucking game because I got my Schwarber t-shirt on. You know. So, yeah. Anyway, I got to get going. And I will talk to you guys later because I got to work tomorrow. So, see ya. Wouldn't want to be ya. No, just kidding. Have a good one.